Now I turned to Patty because I didn't have a clue what she was talking about. Albino? Was that some kind of sickness? Was he infected with something? Or was it like he was in special ed? Because if that was what albino meant, then people probably thought I was albino too. Albino? I repeated. Yeah, she replied. She must have sensed I was clueless because she continued. Wait, you don't know what albino is? I shook my head. Then Patty shook hers. So, it's basically when you born without the brownness in your skin, she explained. That lady who be cheering for him all crazy at practice, that's his mother. The woman was my complexion, medium brown. And his daddy dark skin. So it ain't no way he could just come out white, feel me? That's albino. Somebody called out for Patty, a small voice. A little girl came running toward us. So yeah, ghost. Ghost, right? Patty said, standing up. Yeah. That's why Lou acts like that. Trust me, I know. I used to go to school with him. He was picked on crazy until he started running track. Matter of fact, kids used to call him Ghost, Patty explained. The little girl had finally reached us. She threw her arms around Patty and squeezed tight. Ghost, this my baby sister, Madison. Madison looked at me. Hey, Madison, I said. She did a weird wave, just jabbed her arm up and snapped down real quick. Then she buried her face in Patty's stomach. She was probably freaked out by my name. Okay, okay, let's go, Patty said, looking over at a white woman. Momly's waiting for us. Then she looked at me and said, and before you start wondering if I'm reverse albino or something, me and Madison are adopted, so no need to be weird about it, okay? Oh, I stammered, trying to pretend like the whole reverse albino thing didn't pop right up in my head the second she called that white lady Momly, which was obviously one of those mom nicknames, like, I don't know, Ma or something. It's cool, Patty said, smiling. She picked up her bag and threw it over her shoulder. Then she bent down and lifted her sister, holding her tight to her hip, and they left. Once Patty hobbled past Coach, Sonny and his dad started walking with her. Sonny turned around awkwardly and threw his hands up in the air to me. Good job today, Ghost, he yelled. And even though I would normally think this was some kind of slick way of making fun of me, the look on Sonny's face and the way his voice sounded made me think that he really meant it. So I waved back and said, nowhere near loud enough for him to actually hear me. Thanks. That left me and Coach. When we got to his cab, I tossed my backpack on the floor in the back, slammed the door, and lay down on the sticky leather. If you sit back there, I gotta treat you like a customer, kid, Coach said, starting the car. I didn't say nothing. Coach turned around in his seat and glared at me. Okay then, fine. I'm gonna run the meter. If you're gonna make me drive you home in silence, I might as well get paid for it.